You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, Sacred Souls. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much for being here in the collective energy and the collective consciousness. Thanks for bringing your incredible vibration to the show. I'm Ian Shelley. And yeah, this is Wisdom of the Ancients. It's about ancient wisdom, but not only ancient wisdom from our planet and our realm, but multidimensional wisdom from all galaxies, all realms, all worlds, all dimensions. And the wisdom is converging right now to this time-space reality, right now, right here. This is where it's converging. So thanks again for being here. And the theme for this series is the sacred human answering the call, the sacred human. We are all aspects of the divine. We are all the essence of the divine infinite intelligence. And so we're stepping up. We're answering the call. We are becoming the sacred human that we truly are. We're becoming our true selves. And so right now, let's call on the ancient ones. Let's call on all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today and to open our hearts. And we have a wonderful guest lined up for you today. And this is someone who has been on our show before, and I'm very, very excited to be talking to her again. So let me introduce her to you. Sarah Landon has been called a leader of leaders for the next generation of transformation. A former corporate executive and entrepreneur turned inspirational speaker, spiritual teacher, and intuitive channel, Sarah is recognized as a globally celebrated leader in the field of human potential and conscious living. Sarah's passion is helping people to discover their individual life's purpose and the power within themselves to create a positive impact in the world around them. Sarah's unique ability to connect into an expanded awareness and higher level consciousness offers clients, students, and participants in her courses, workshops, and coaching programs the wisdom to live their highest potential regardless of current limitations and life circumstances. Sarah is living proof that when aligned to the energetic power of the source within you, anything is possible for you. Anything and everything is possible. Beautiful. I'm smiling right now, Sarah. I just love introducing you. It's beautiful. I love the words. I love the vibration behind the words and the meaning. So beautiful. So welcome, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ian. I am so happy to be here, and I love the wisdom of the ancients community. I love that word wisdom, too, because I think we're really moving into the space of how we integrate wisdom in our lives to really realize that we do have the power within us to do anything and know that anything is possible for us. But acquiring power without acquiring the wisdom to properly apply it and apply it with love sometimes leads people to this fear of using their power. And I think one of the most incredibly empowering things that we can do for people is provide them with this wisdom to integrate that with the love within them and the power within them to truly create anything and to know that anything and everything is possible for them. So thank you for the opportunity to be here with you, with your incredible community. And I'm so excited for our conversation today.
Absolutely. Yeah, beautiful. And, you know, the word that comes to mind as well, as you mentioned that, Sarah, is discernment. Mm. You know, have the discernment. Quite a balance between the power, the wisdom, and the choices that we make. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone, today Sarah is going to be talking about the ascended master self. Mm-hmm. And we'll be finding out who is the ascended master self. What is the number one difference between the higher self and the ascended master self? Do you know? Well, we're going to find out today. And then Sarah is going to be taking your questions live. So make sure you dial in or ask your question online. So *2 to raise your hand if you'd like to speak to Sarah live, *2, or put your question in the question box. And of course, you can ask most anything, but this is about the ascended self. So you can ask, if you're not sure what to ask, let me give you a suggestion. What is preventing me from accessing the power and the wisdom of my ascended master self? What a beautiful opportunity that you have right now, everyone, to ask Sarah, what is preventing me from accessing the power and the wisdom of my ascended master self? Wonderful opportunity. And then towards the end of the call, Sarah is going to be taking us through a process, inviting in the presence of your ascended master self. Sarah, let's get people excited about that process right now. What is that process about? I know we're going to be doing that later on, but give people a sense of what that's going to be.
Oh, so if you're not familiar with my work, I channel a group of higher level awareness, expanding consciousness, and as you would say, multidimensional beings known as the Council. And the Council always tells us that their primary reason for being here is to help us remember who we really are and why we are here and what we intended when we came into this life experience. And they do so in a format that it providing the vibration and the energetic experience to remember that truth of who we really are, to get into that higher frequency where there is an elevated state of consciousness for you to access that greater wisdom within you, the part of you that knows all that you are, and remembering what your purpose is here, what your path is here, and what your mission is here. And oftentimes people are looking for, you know, a few paragraphs to be to explain what their mission is, or a particular job title, or even a human title like mother or teacher or husband or healer. But it's really beyond that. And what I have found for people is if you can reconnect with the feeling of who you really are, it opens a whole new level of awareness and possibilities to you. And you begin to step into this higher potential that is here for you. So the reason I love to do these activation processes is for people to step into that energy and to feel it, and it changes you. So it cannot always be understood intellectually about what happened, but you can feel something shift within you. So I'm excited to share that at the end of the call today.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Well, let's get into this. Let's talk about the ascended master self. So I think maybe the best way to get started, Sarah, is pretend that we don't know. And that might be the case for many, many people. Or maybe we have an idea. But if you could share with us, who is the ascended master self?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, I'm going to start with reminding people that everything that we experience around us is really a reflection of what exists within us. And we have gone through this evolution of spirituality and consciousness and expanding our awareness to probably most everybody on this call would agree that there are angels and there are guides and that there are even ascended masters that are assisting us. And what the Council is inviting us into now is an awareness of your own ascended master self and how you can integrate these aspects of you that have greater power than you realize, greater wisdom than you realize, access to a much higher state of consciousness. And so ascended masters, if you think about them, and it's also true for the ascended master self definition of who you are, they are those who were believed to be spiritually enlightened beings who were once ordinary humans. And I'm sure you can relate, Ian, but there was, I think, a time for all of us where we might have had some faith or we had some spirituality, but for the most part, we were operating in the collective as fairly ordinary humans. And ascended masters are those who have acquired the wisdom and the mastery needed to become free of limitation, suffering, fear, and judgment, and align to the I Am presence within them to attain their ascension into higher states of consciousness. And therefore, ascended masters or your ascended master self, as you embody it and integrate it, is capable of dwelling in a higher state of consciousness or the fifth dimensional state of consciousness in your life. And so they are serving others and guiding others to ascend to higher levels of consciousness. So understanding that you, as an ascended master self in the world, are one who was at one time probably just an ordinary human, but through your awakening experience, you have really mastered your own ascension and are really beginning to operate beyond limitation, beyond fear, beyond shame, suffering, and judgment. But because you have experienced all of those things as a human, you can relate with not only great wisdom, but with great compassion and conscious compassion. And so I truly believe that every single one of us on this journey are ascended masters in training. And we're going to talk about the big difference between the higher self and the ascended master. And one of the biggest reasons you might identify with the ascended master self. But they are ones who have lived in these lower densities, but have great power and wisdom of these higher dimensions, and they are using it to guide others through the initiations of ascension. And so whether you identify with the fact that you're doing it right now, I truly believe that, you know, this is the path or the trajectory that is presenting itself to us at this time to, as our next step in your spiritual and evolutionary journey back to the source and the power within you, that I am presence, that power within you that is an extension of source, or that is God expressing itself in the world and beginning to integrate all of the power that comes along with that. But the interesting piece for most people is that our greatest fear is of really using our power. And we're going to talk about why that is, but as I mentioned earlier, you know, acquiring power without acquiring the wisdom to properly apply it and the love and often the self-love to restrain its selfish use or misuse, we begin to live at a higher awareness. And your ascended master self has a much greater viewpoint of not only your life, but of humanity as a whole. And we begin to move beyond that fear of using our power and what might happen if we use our power into really knowing how important it is to embody and integrate your ascended master self at this time in the world.
Mm. Yeah, thank you. So, you know, I think that a lot of people on the call, a lot of the people in the community would certainly agree that that we are ascended masters in mm-hmm. training. Mm-hmm. And what came to mind is that there is a shadow part of us. So there's a shadow self, or you know, part of that is ego driven. You know, when you speak about power, Sarah, that ego part. Maybe wants to kind of use that power maybe for reasons that might not be in alignment with higher consciousness. And do you think that the not the possibility, but the desire to use that power for means that are not of the utmost integrity is one of the reasons why we don't fully align with our ascended master self?
Yeah, so a couple of things on that. First off, I want to define power the way the council defines power, which true power is the ability to create what you want without force, control, effort, or manipulation. And we might hear some of those words and think, well, I don't ever try to force anything, or I don't try to control or manipulate. But when you really become conscious that so many of our desires are, number one, single self desires, this very limited viewpoint of me, and I, and what I want. And I think that this is what leads to a lot of unhappiness. And especially, you know, as we have these conversations about the ability to create, if you really want deep purpose and fulfillment and meaning, you have to connect with something beyond your single self desire. And, you know, I think that that's one of the big delineations between what the ascended master self is here to do in the world. When we're really in the state of consciousness or awareness of just ourself and what we want. Now, in my personal opinion, the shadow element becomes obsolete when you practice the ability to stay conscious to a level that you are unconsciously competent at staying in the moment. You don't have to practice all the time being in the moment, but that you are just living in such a place that you find the space and the ease in the moment. And so one thing that we tend to do is, you know, most often what we're trying to create is based on avoiding some unwanted circumstance. And so pretty much almost everything that we want or want to create is to avoid some unwanted circumstance. I don't want to end up alone. I don't want to run out of money. I don't want to be in poverty. I don't want to not be able to do what I want to do. So we run out and we try to force things and make things happen and control the outcome of things on our time and our way to avoid some unwanted circumstance. And I think that's where we get into the feeling of miscreation or even sort of wanting to unmanifest things that we've created, because we got into the state of wanting to avoid some unwanted circumstance, and we went into our logical limited mind and came up with a way to force or control and make it happen on our time frame. And then we wonder why we feel like we want to unmanifest, or we no longer feel fulfilled by that thing, or we even maybe feel a bit afraid of our power, like we're misusing it in some way because it doesn't feel really good to create that way. However, this is really, really, really important. One of the most significant pieces to staying conscious and recognizing that you don't respond to anything from a triggered viewpoint. This is one really simple thing that you can do today to feel more aligned to your power. Don't align or don't react. Don't respond when you're triggered. Stay conscious to whatever's coming up. And without judgment, see what it is that's coming up. Take the time you need, take the space you need to see what that is, to allow it to come to the light, to be released, and then go back and respond with love, with wisdom, aligned to your power. And if you practice this a little bit, you begin to see that this is mastery at its finest. This is how your ascended master self moves through the world, and you begin to understand a whole new way of being in the world, and you don't fear your power anymore.
I'd love for you to have, to tell us the difference between the higher self and the ascended master self. I know we speak about a higher self, and I think most of us have an understanding of our higher selves, but the difference between the two, could you please explain that for us?
Yeah, such a good question. So understand, with any type of great mastery, it requires great love. If you think of an athlete or an Olympic athlete, they practice, but they practice because they love their sport. An actor or an actress, they love acting. A musician, performer, they love music. They love the piano. They love, an artist loves creating art. There's, with any type of great mastery, it requires great love. They are willing to push through and do whatever it takes because they love what they do so much. And even the a professional athlete that wins the Super Bowl, they go back and they practice. And they continue to practice because they love what they do. So understanding that with any great mastery, it requires great love. But here's the big difference between the ascended master self. So the ascended master self, let me explain to you some of the roles of the ascended master self. And then I will tell you the big difference between the ascended master self and the higher self. So The Ascended Master Self is here, number one, to dwell in the fifth dimension, the fifth state of consciousness beyond third dimension, where we have fear, separation, judgment, lack, not enoughness. The Ascended Master Self within you is seeking to dwell in a higher state of consciousness, which the council refers to as the fifth dimension. It's not a different place. You don't pop out of the body and leave here. It is a different state of consciousness that you access through your vibration, through your awareness, through your mastery here in the human experience. So it's a much more enlightened way of living in your life on a daily basis. The second piece of it is that the Ascended Master Self is guided by not just serving, although that's really important, but more of this awareness that they are an employee of the universe. They are a more universal servant in nature. They are here on behalf of a grander plan that's going on here. And that doesn't mean they don't have desires. That doesn't mean that they don't create abundance and love and prosperity and health and well-being and in their life. But they are aware that they are an employee of the universe. They are here on behalf of this universal service or a servant of the divine. The next piece, which is really, really, really important, is the Ascended Master Self is here to bring heaven to earth, here to create the paradigm of the new earth. And understand that in your everyday life, you have the ability to bring heaven to earth, to move between higher and lower densities or frequencies, which you might explain as the third dimensional state of conscious of understanding, as we talked in earlier, that you have been one who has experienced limitation and fear and shame and suffering. But in the moments that you are living consciously and aware in your power, in your presence, in the moment, that you are bringing heaven to earth. You are bringing a new paradigm. You're creating a new earth through the way you live your life every day when you're aligned to your Ascended Master Self. But the big difference between the Ascended Master Self is, And I preface this with, so many times people tell me that they believe they have this deep purpose. They believe they have this deep mission. And many times they have felt frustrated in the human experience. They don't really want to be here. I remember many times people telling me that they hoped this was their last life here. And they were ready to move on to something different. And that can all be perfectly fine and good. There's no judgment in any of that. But the difference with the Ascended Master Self is that they have a great love for humanity. They have a really deep love for humanity. And they can begin to move beyond judgment of what others have created, of where others are, to just this pure, unconditional love for humanity. And it's one of the ways that you really know that you're beginning to embody your Ascended Master Self, because you can love humanity without judging humanity. You can create change. You can be a way shower. You can make a positive difference in the world with this deep love for humanity and all that includes, but without judging. And with a desire to guide others through these initiations on their own ascension journey. I was so pleased to share the Path of the Wayshower course with the Wisdom of the Ancients group the last time we talked. And this is an extension or an expansion of really stepping into this role of the Ascended Master Self in the world, and really walking with the wisdom of the great Ascended Masters in your everyday life.
So beautiful. Yeah, I just love what you say there. I love the practicality of, if you can feel that love, that compassion, that deep love for humanity within your heart without judgment. You really are, your ascended master self truly is emerging. It's almost like a chrysalis, right? A metamorphosis where the butterfly is emerging. That's kind of the visual that's coming through here. The ascended master is emerging.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
And this is so important because, you know, we use a lot of the same words and vocabulary without really stopping sometimes to go deeper. You know, you and I were talking before the show of just this desire I continually hear from people of wanting to go deeper, a deeper level of awareness, a higher perspective, integrating all of this in an even more powerful way. And understand that, you know, we judge ourselves, we judge others, and then we judge everything by what we think is right and wrong or bad or good. And the truth is that God, source, that power is in everything. See, energy already exists, but is activated by your focus, by your attention. And we get so attached to the form of things without understanding that we can't ever really destroy anything. It just changes form. But we get so attached to the form that we judge whether what someone does is right or wrong or good or bad. And the truth is that true source isn't judging. And because they're not stuck in judgment, what our ascended master self does not get stuck in the judgment of right or wrong, and therefore can maintain a higher state of consciousness and a higher awareness. And therefore, this desire to manifest the grand plan through you or bring forth heaven on earth becomes something that you can really live in your life every day. But it's really difficult to do that when you're judging everything and everyone around you. And yourself. The question I get sometimes from people is, well, I don't know if I'm really worthy of embodying my ascended master self because they're still stuck in their own self-judgment. And it's time to let that go. It really is. It's not ever judged from the eyes of source or from non-physical or from the incredible guides or multidimensional beings that are supporting us. There's never any judgment from them. In fact, I can feel nothing but their pure unconditional love, no matter who they're talking to or what they're talking to them about. And I can feel and see the shifts that people make when they are loved at that level. And imagine what this power could do in the world and how you could express this through you. You know, how would you act if you were your fully realized ascended master self with all the power and the wisdom and the love and the freedom and the clarity and the abundance that comes with fully realizing your ascended master self? How would you act? How would you live? How would you love and lead? And who would you be if you allowed yourself to really be and realize the ascended master self within you?
Yeah, the ascended master self that is already within all of us. Ascended master self is already there. And I'm going to ask you a question that I feel we all know the answer to already, Sarah, but I think it's important to speak it into the space. And that is, what are some of the things, you already mentioned one of them, but what are some of the other things that keep us mired in the lower self, that keep us from having the ascended self become realized within ourselves?
Well, I'll tell you the four easy things. And the council says that you can transcend these things in a moment by just staying conscious and aware of these things and not going into the judgment or the story of why you feel this way or why you have these emotions. But they all essentially come back to the fear that to really embody your ascended master self, to share the power that you are with the world, to express the love that you are in the world, or to bring the wisdom that you have available to you at all times, that you either fear punishment, humiliation, rejection, or separation. That the fear underneath it all is, if someone judged what you were saying, or the power you had, or the wisdom that you shared, or what you did, if you were judged, that you would be punished for it. And you know, this happens really simply. We think of that word as extreme, but if you really shared your wisdom with someone, that they might say something mean to you, who are you to think you are that way? You know, the way we experience punishment is not as extreme as physical violence sometimes, but there's a spectrum of that. And when we have expressed ourselves in the world at times, when we have shared our truth or spoken our truth, and the fear that comes up of doing that again, the fear that you might be punished for doing that, the fear that you might be humiliated. One of the heaviest, densest emotions I see that make it most difficult for people to live as their ascended master self is the shame that they carry, the humiliation that they carry for mistakes they've made, for divorces, for losing a business or losing money, or any decision that they've made where they think that they've messed up really badly. And they feel this deep, deep, deep sense of humiliation. So oftentimes when I see people that are really stuck and they tell me that they don't have any inspiration, it's usually a fear of humiliation. Mm. If you were to step out in the world and really embody your ascended master self, you might be humiliated. Rejection, really common one. The feeling that if you really express your ascended master self in the world, that you might be rejected, that you might be seen as wrong, mm-hmm. and bad and rejected. You know, that fear of being rejected or someone being upset with you or mad at you. And the last one, you know, is this fear of separation. The council explains to us that our greatest, deepest wound is the fear of separation, the fear that we'll end up alone, that we will be isolated, that we will be ostracized from our families or communities or relationships if we are to fully embody the wisdom and the power and express the love and the God that we are in the world, that in our someone judging us, that it would cause us to be ostracized from the people or the communities that we love most. And our deepest core wound is the fear of separation. So if you think about this, you know, we are essentially tribal beings. We are a community. I see a huge movement around this right now, the movement towards community and tribes and coming together and connecting. So if you think about it just from a very survival human level, if you know, you lived in a tribe and someone judged you for having done something wrong within the tribe, you would be kicked out of the tribe. And in our cellular level, at our survival level, it's this feeling that if I was ostracized from the tribe, I would die. It's that feeling that you would die. You would either be starved to death, or you would be eaten by a wild animal, or you'd be captured by a neighboring, you know, a rival tribe and raped or killed. It's this deep, deep, deep feeling that the fear of separation feels like death. And I talk to people a lot about this feeling where they want to be connected or they don't feel connected from their spouse. Their body is having this physical reaction, like they're they're going to die because they're separate. So to feel like, and this happens a lot when we talk about ascension, I think one of the greatest fears of ascension, which is also the greatest fear of death, is that you're going to be gone, which means you're separate from the people you love. Like they're not going with you. And when you can stay conscious and present in the moments where these things come up, don't judge it. Staying conscious of whatever is coming up without judgment will allow you to transform it back into the light. And the reason, the council says, the reason we often take so much time to heal things and we're always working on things is because when that feeling comes up, we go back into the story, into the judgment of why we have that feeling or that fear. And if you can stay conscious and present, this is not about numbing yourself or rejecting the way that you feel, but if you can shine the light from a conscious perspective, oh, this is a fear that I might be punished if I say what I really want to say, or I'll be humiliated, or I'll be rejected, or I will end up separate from all of those people and places that I love the most. And just you being aware of these things brings it to the light. And when you bring it to the light, I mean, that's what you really are as an ascended master, is this one who understands that you are an alchemist, that you can turn lower frequencies back into pure light and pure love. So long as you don't go back into the story of powerlessness or being a victim or blaming or judging. But that's what we were taught to do. That's the beliefs and limitation that were, you know, that we learned here. And the ascension is to ascend beyond those limited beliefs. You don't have to go back into the powerlessness. You don't have to go back into the story of the victim. You don't have to go into the judgment of who was right or wrong, or even what you did that was good or bad. Just staying present and allowing yourself to begin to integrate and embody your ascended master self in the world will help transmute all of this back into love and light. And you literally do transcend into a higher state of consciousness and awareness. And the reason that's important, I hear a lot of people say that, but the reason that's important is because from a higher state of consciousness and awareness, so much more opens up to you. You move beyond the laws of limitation to align with universal laws, which is the truth that you are eternal and ever present and limitless. So, you know, just hearing this and feeling this and just allowing it to come to your consciousness already is beginning to shift it for you.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that into the space. Yeah, so looking at the blaming and the victim mentality, and even when there's no one around, we can play the victim, right? Mm-hmm. Or self-sabotage, and then, you know, the judgment, the self-judgment. Those are three big, big things that also keep us from embodying the ascended master self. Are there other aspects that you find also prevent us from embodying ascended master self, or are there other things that we can kind of catch ourselves doing so that we can really step into our power more fully?
Yeah, really good question. We go through so much of that in the course. That is part of the special offer. But, you know, here's the one thing, you know, and it is really shifting your awareness on this. So, you know, when you begin to integrate and embody your ascended master self, you have the wisdom and the power to really bring forth a higher vision for humankind. I don't think you would be listening to this, anybody who's listening to this, if within you there wasn't some deeper desire to, because of your great love for humanity. I think that's why we're here at this time. those of you that are way showers have ascended to this state of consciousness and awareness that you're having these conversations like what we're talking about today, you wouldn't be here if you weren't here to bring forth the highest vision for humankind and what's possible. And it's a simple question to yourself is, do you want that more than you want to be a victim? Do you want that more than you want to be in your story of being powerless? And do you have a deep desire to serve humanity from a higher state of consciousness? If the answer to that is yes, then it's about staying conscious in the moment to, you know, where you are falling back into this story of somehow you are powerless. And that's really what it comes down to in almost all cases. And, you know, jealousy is another one. Jealousy is rooted, you know, hear this, it's rooted in the doubt and fear that source is unable to bestow upon you. Each and every good and wonderful, necessary talent that contributes to the fulfillment of, you know, your own divine plan. Jealousy is this deep feeling, this deep self-doubt and fear that somehow God is unable to give you the power or the talent or the wisdom or the ability to live your destiny or fulfill the divine plan for your life, but God did it for someone else, right? The council says, you know, if you believe that God is testing you, you know, question that belief. Do you really think that your higher self and your guides and the angels are setting you up to test you to see if you're going to fail? God is not setting you up to fail. There's nothing but love. And in every moment, there's nothing but the highest perspective, the highest awareness, the easy, effortless, harmonious path from where you are to what's next. And in that higher state of consciousness and awareness is everything you need to fulfill your purpose, the divine plan for your life. And every single person has access to that. You are that. You're here to express and embody the source that you are in form. And when you remember that, all of a sudden to tell yourself stories of how you're powerless just doesn't even feel good anymore. You catch it because it feels so misaligned to the truth of who you are. You can tell how closely aligned you are with your own truth by the way that you feel. So when we're jealous of someone else, when we're judging someone else, when we're telling ourselves a story about why we're a victim or why we're powerless, you start to catch on to this lie you're telling yourself because you can feel it in your body. But this is a practice, Ian, and I say this, you know, my greatest role in all of this, you know, I used to think was channeling the council's wisdom and bringing through this higher perspective and higher awareness to help everyone remember who they are and why they're here and what their purpose is and how to live it. But I realized the more important thing that we do, or equally important thing that I do, is practice this in my everyday life. And I say the word practice because it is a practice. You know, I have to catch myself on a daily basis and practice shifting into that higher state of consciousness and out of my own self-judgment or out of my own story of how someone else is holding me powerless. But this is why I'm sharing this in part of the special offer and why we're having the conversation of the Ascended Master Self is so you can reconnect with your power sourceness, so that you never, ever have to feel powerless again over your life, over your circumstances, over your choices. No matter where you are in your life, it is not too late. You are not too old. You haven't missed your opportunity. And the council says that as you step into your power, everything that you feel like you have lost will be restored and more. But it's on the other side of your story about why you're powerless or why you're a victim in your life. being willing to accept personal responsibility for changing the unwanted circumstances within yourself. That it's not anybody else's responsibility to change your unwanted conditions, but it's you stepping into your power and the wisdom and the love that's always available to you. And you remember that your own personal responsibility for changing anything unwanted or any feeling of limitation in your life.
I love it. I love it. It's on the other side.
It's on the other side, yeah.
It's on the other side. It's on the other side. And I just really love the hope. It's just the reality that is there. Mm-hmm. It's on the other side. It's right there. Mm-hmm. You're not too old. You're not, you know, it's never too late.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Lovely, lovely message. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah. And you know, it's even that, this belief, again, you can just see where we have judged aging as bad. It's not good when you get older. It's not the ideal state, right? And there's so much we just don't realize. You know, once you take the veil back on this a little bit, you're like, you really begin to see how much limitation you've bought into, even when we feel like we're pretty conscious and spiritual and aware. Then there's another layer of limitation and judgment. This judgment. And, you know, one of the things I shared recently was, you know, even noticing within yourself, here's something you can do, back to your question again. Two of the words in our experience that we have the biggest stories around and the most emotion around and negativity around are the word death and the word divorce. And I noticed this in myself. Just I'll share with you how, you know, I practice this. One day someone said, oh, you know, so-and-so is getting married. And I was like, oh, that's great. You know, congratulations. And I thought, you know, if someone would have said, oh, well, so-and-so is getting divorced, I would have gone, oh, that's terrible. I'm so sorry. What happened? Right? We instantly judge it as bad. We instantly add our heavy, dense beliefs and belief and limitation upon it. And we continue to perpetuate this thing in the human experience called divorce as this big, terrible, awful thing. The same is true with death. I had an experience recently where, you know, my service to the world is channeling non-physical awareness, which are beings that live in a higher dimension, a multidimensional state of awareness beyond the physical experience, which would imply that they are what we would quote unquote call death, right? So every message I always get is that you reemerge back into pure bliss, peace, the oneness with all that is. I think we could all agree that we know that deeper truth.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I had an experience where I stepped on a lizard and it died. And I instantly went into, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? This is so terrible. Why did this happen? And I came back inside and I sat down and I'm practicing one of these very incredible teachings that the council brings through on conscious compassion, which is stay conscious, even though you're in an energy of compassion for something. And the council said, where is the lizard? Right. And I instantly went into this. Okay. I know the lizard is in pure bliss. It is not suffering. I know it's in peace. I know it just changed form, that it was the energy of that lizard was not destroyed. I know it's. So then the second question they said, so why are you suffering then? Why was I suffering then? Because I was in judgment that I had something bad had happened and I had done something wrong or something had gone wrong. And I just continued to stay and practice this in my, you know, just this conscious compassion until it passed. And I realized I was just in this belief of limitation that of what we think is wrong and bad. Fear that death and divorce are bad and wrong. So as I sat there, it just went away. And all that was left was this deep understanding, Ian, that because I'd had this experience with this lizard, you know, I'm talking about a lizard here, you know, because I had had an experience with this lizard, I now had so much love for this lizard that I now loved it. That particular one, because I had an experience with it. There was a love there.
Yeah.
And it showed me just this connection and that back to not only this great love that our ascended master self has for humanity, but everything included in humanity, which is nature, the animals, the planet, and each other. There really is a knowing in there of your great love for humanity and for this human experience we're here having. And if that doesn't inspire you to get beyond your stories of powerlessness and victim and judgment and fear so that you can really begin to bring heaven to earth, that was an experience to me of really seeing the power we have to bring forth a higher perspective, a higher viewpoint, and begin to bring heaven to earth in these everyday life experiences when we stay conscious and allow ourselves to access a greater perspective and understanding of what's really going on here.
Thank you so much for sharing, Sarah. Thank you. I'd like to go to the phones now and see if we can get some people on the phone. So everyone, if you are on the phone, *2 to raise your hand to ask Sarah a question. And if you missed the question, you can ask anything about the content, but this is about Ascended Master Self. So you can ask Sarah, what is preventing me from accessing the power and the wisdom of my Ascended Self? So a beautiful opportunity to ask that question, what is preventing me from accessing the power and the wisdom of my ascended self, if you need a suggestion. And if, of course, if you're on the webinar page, then put your question in the webinar box and we'll go back and forth a little bit and see how many we can get to today. So let's see if we can limit the follow-up questions too much a little bit so we can get to quite a few of you if that's okay. But I understand that sometimes it's wonderful to ask more and more questions, but let's see how this goes. Okay, let's go to Austin, Texas, and it's going to be 2151 or the last four digits. Austin, Texas, you're on live.
Hello. Hi, Sarah and Ian. It's Patricia.
Hi. Oh, Patricia. Hi. Welcome.
Hi, Patricia.
Hey, thank you. Hello. Thank you so much. I've just been sitting here listening to you, Sarah, explaining everything, and I just like feel my heart just like blowing open, you know, to everything that you're saying, and how you talk about the, you know, the lies that we have, that we tell ourselves, you know, and about who we really are. And I'd love to, as Ian, you know, gave us a suggestion to know, like, what is preventing me from actually bringing that through, because I feel like I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So oftentimes when people ask what their mission is and they don't feel like they know what their mission is, you know, they get stuck in this, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what my mission is. And I'm going to tell you three things that come through for you that seem really important. Number one, I think part of it for you is allowing yourself to feel joy in your life and to do the things that bring you joy. I feel like you have a huge sense of responsibility for everybody else's well-being and happiness.
Yeah.
And you have forgotten what brings you joy. And not only have you forgotten what brings you joy, you're not focused on it. And you're not asking yourself, you know, what can I do today? What would bring me joy right now? And then give yourself permission to go do that.
Mm. Yeah.
Allowing yourself to reconnect with joy in your life and understand that joy is the vibration most closely aligned to these higher states of consciousness? Mm-hmm. And so the more you allow yourself to focus on your joy, to do the things that bring you joy, and you'll start noticing so much more joy in your day, which is raising your vibration, which is raising your frequency, which allows you to integrate and embody your ascended master self. The other thing I would say is, you know, don't make this word purpose so big and heavy. You're here to experience joy as many ways as possible. You can experience joy, and everything else will be done through you when you do the things that bring you joy. When you allow yourself to really express the love that you are. You know, I could feel in myself as you asked the question with such emotion, I could feel that there is so much love in you that you really want to express through you. And
yes.
I think it's a little bit of fear of separation and fear of rejection, that if you really were the love that you are in the world, that maybe people would reject you, or you would somehow be isolated for being all that you are. And just being aware of that will shift that for you. But understand that every day, and this is for everyone, you know, you're just the courageous one that asked the question, but, you know, find a way every day to notice that you are contributing and serving. Whether it's, you know, going into the grocery store and just being so present that you really feel that you're holding the space for maybe the cashier in that time, and you're just being present and being the love that you are in that moment. Notice in those times when you contribute. And that goes back to this idea of understanding that you're an employee of the universe. You're a universal servant. So whatever is the highest that is trying to express through you, that you work for the divine. You don't limit yourself to a particular job, and that's the only way that you receive and give, but that you realize that you're here on behalf of the divine, and what you give and what you receive is so much greater than the role of a particular job. So, you know, take all of that in, but really deeply for you, it's doing the things that bring you joy. And allowing yourself to understand that your first responsibility has to be to you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I just have so much love for you. Thank you for your question. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Patricia. Much love. Take care. Blessings to you, sweet soul. Okay, let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee, the last four digits of the phone number are 4608. You're on live.
Hey, guys. Hi. This is Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey there. Let me just give a little background. I've had a lifetime of dealing with entities and ETs. I'm an empath. I'm just now kind of getting over some addictions, and I'm ready to, you know, get into my own and mission and be of service. Do you have any advice for me or think about my higher self?
In what way do you most want to, let me go back. If you were to give something, a characteristic or something to everyone in your life that you love, that you think matters more than anything else, that nothing and no one could ever take away from them, a characteristic, what would that be?
I'm sure, but I think I am here to help the people that the drug addicts, you know, the people I've been through.
So what would you want to give them? Is it love? Is it peace? Is it self-reliance? Is it, you know, what? Why is that important? What would you give to every drug addict or person who's addicted if you could give them one thing that nothing and no one could ever take from them?
I don't know, just my experience that I've been through, and I know that what they've been through and my empathic.
So what does your experience give to you?
It's given me a compassion and love and not to judge people. And
okay, so let's go back to that. So self-love and self-compassion.
Mm-hmm.
So understand that, you know, what you have gone through on this journey, and I love the counsels. If you want to email me, sarah@sarahlandon.com, I'll share with you a piece that the council did, a channeled message on addictions. And it was so beautiful because they said that, you know, often people who have addictions, whether it's a sugar high, they're trying to get high on life, Miller High Life, you know, when you take drugs, you get high. This whole thing is that they're looking for the high. They're often those beings that have a very thin layer between the human part and the spiritual part, because they're wanting to find their way back to the high vibration, that high feeling state. And they just don't know how to do it. They don't know that they have the power to access their own higher self, higher vibrational state on their own. So, you know, through self-love, through compassion. So you sharing your own story about how you found your way back to your high vibration, back to your high, good feeling place where you're aligned with love and peace and joy and compassion, right? Getting some clarity around that. And then, you know, not trying to fit it into a box or to monetize it, but each day being open to be used by Source as one who is a way shower, right? Showing others that a better way is possible for them, finding their way back to that high vibration. And, you know, I think that part of your purpose and your mission is very clear. And, you know, when you put some clarity around that, you start noticing every day that opportunities show up for that. And then, you know, don't limit it by trying to monetize or fit it in a box. All of that will come. But when you live at this more elevated state of understanding that, you know, you're here on behalf of a much grander plan, that every time you give, you know, the council says the universe is efficient and expeditious, you know. So in every moment, if you know that you have everything you need and more, and you are giving freely from your heart in that moment, through you, the highest words come. Or, you know the right thing to do or the right thing to say, or, you know, whatever is coming through you in those moments. Understand that whenever there is something you need, you will receive through that same moment of when you were giving. There's an exchange there, but it's so often not the person you gave to is the person you receive. Or you may have given your presence over here only to receive a connection that you need, you know, in another moment. But you begin to live in this much greater awareness that time is not linear, that things aren't happening necessarily linear, but that time is really this circle.
Right.
And that cycle of give and receive happens within a much grander space.
Mm-hmm.
But as you're giving everything that you need, you will receive in the moment you need it. And there's things, you know, that can mean money, that can mean resources, that can mean connections, that can mean some level of partnership to help you bring, you know, all of this wisdom and awareness and consciousness you have to the world, but let it unfold.
Yeah.
I think the very best is yet to come for you, and there's great things happening for you. So let it unfold. You know, stay really aware of the compassion and the self-love you have gained.
Mm-hmm.
And in the awareness that just your embodying your own compassion and self-love makes it easier for others to find compassion and self-love within them.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your question, Chris.
Thank you so much.
All right, so thanks much for calling love in. For you. Thank you, my friend.
Blessings. All right, let's go to the web for a couple of questions. So let's so these obviously, Sarah, are not live. Well, they're live. They're live people on the web, but there's no back and forth here. So if you can just maybe tune in and see. So this is Patty from Bridgewater, New Jersey. What is preventing me from accessing the power and the wisdom of my ascended master self?
Again, it's fear of your power. Fear of your power, I get with you, it's more of fear of some sort of punishment if you really step into your power. You know, the ascended master self, as we talk about, it's embodying and integrating the power, the wisdom, the love of your ascended master self. And I think for Patty, it's fear of your power and that somehow you would be punished for being the powerful being that you are and allowing it to fully express itself through you. So, you know, notice that when it happens, this sort of, you know, who am I to say that I'm an ascended master, or who am I to say that I'm of the order of the archangels and ascended masters and higher order of beings, or who am I to say that I'm equal to that we call God? But knowing that you are, and the thing that keeps us feeling powerless is this fear of really embodying the God that you are. And I'll say it to you another way, embodying the power of all that you are. And if you'll just notice when those times come up and be conscious, stay present, don't go into the story of why you're like that. Don't go into the blame of who made you wrong in the past or something that went wrong in the past when you really tried to step into your power and felt like you got punished for it. Stay conscious of it and present enough to slow down, because in the slowing down, you will speed up. But if you can stay conscious without judging that fear of being punished for using your power, you'll feel it release and you will transcend it. And then you begin to notice all of the disempowering things that you used to do don't feel good anymore. And you really can't do them anymore because they just don't feel. You can't be unconscious of the ways that you disempowered yourself or made yourself feel powerless in your life. So, Patty, that's what I get for you. I hope that helps. And I have so much love and compassion for every single one of you on this journey. As part of the special offer, I also shared the 8 ways of the ascended master self in the world, which are really 8 things that you can practice every single day that help you really begin to integrate and embody greater levels of your power. So, Patty, that might be helpful to you as well, just giving you really every day the things that you can do to practice being in your power, and you'll see that just really transmutes itself in a really beautiful way that's easy, effortless, and harmonious. The council says, you know, their teachings are simple and easy, but if you don't practice them, you won't see the transformation in your life. They're not meant to be hard, but staying conscious and practicing them is the piece that is your responsibility in this transformation and in the ascension.
Well, Sarah, since you referenced the offer, let's do this. Let's go ahead and have you tell people about that. So I think people are interested in hearing a little bit more about that. So before you do, though, let me just direct people. So if you're on the webinar page, click the orange button that's underneath Sarah's photograph. That's where you'll find the offer link. So click that button. That's super easy. If you're not on the webinar page, you'll need to type in the address if you want to follow along, which will be wotashow.com. So you're going to put this in your browser, wotashow.com/Sarah, S-A-R-A. There's no H on the end of that. It's S-A-R-A. And the number 7. Everything's lowercase, so it's going to be wotashow.com/SARA7. Again, everything's lowercase. And then you'll be taken to a page, and if you typed it in, it'll say the Ascended Master Self-Initiation Course. So, Sarah, go ahead. Tell us about this program, if you don't mind.
Yes, thank you. So I'm really, really, really excited to share this special offer, which includes a five-part channeled course. It's a combination between channel teachings and my teachings on how to really embody and integrate your Ascended Master Self. And so there are five pre-recorded pieces of this. And then we are going to have a live call, which will be a live channeled message and a live Q&A, which will give everybody the opportunity to be part of a live experience on August 27th as part of this special offer. So you will get the five-part series of the Ascended Master Self Initiation Course, which is just there's some testimonials there of people that have already completed this course, and they're just amazing. I truly think this is the most powerful, impactful, transformational course that I have done yet with the council, and it has just, even in myself, I literally noticed taking a quantum leap forward as I listened and went through each part of these channeled messages. So the first piece of it is on the invitation from your Ascended Master Self, which we'll talk about why now, why this is coming up for you, why it's so important, what it means for your life, the integration of the Ascended Master Self, the wisdom of the Ascended Master Self, the power of your Ascended Master Self, and the Ascended Master Self in the world. Those are the five courses, and I go much, much, much deeper into each one of those. In the special offer, you can read exactly what each one of those parts of the course is about and what we cover. I don't want to spend too much time on it and here, but you know, knowing the number one way that you know you're reconnecting to your Ascended Master Self, I share the four fundamentals of Ascended Self-Mastery, and discovering your destiny of who you're really capable of becoming. You know, this is a huge shift to step into that level of awareness of really what you're capable of becoming. And then I talk a great deal about channeling and beginning to access your own answers, your own guidance, your own healing, and your own light. And the number one way to open your channel and co-create with Source and discover, really, there's some things you must acquire in order to receive a deeper level of your power. And so we talk about that. We talk about learning how to use true power, which we touched on earlier, to create in the world. And it's a very, very, very different way of creating. It's understanding that energy is already created, but you must focus, you must direct it. And in part four, the council shared the most amazing process that in my many years of channeling the council that they have ever brought through. It has just been life-changing for people. Within a few days or even hours of taking this course, some amazing things that happened for people when they started using that process. We'll also, as I mentioned, talk about the eight ways of the Ascended Master Self in the world, which give you a template every single day of how you can really integrate and embody the power, wisdom, and love of your Ascended Master Self in the world. So there is five parts of that already pre-recorded, ready to go for you. You get access to all of that today with the special offer. You get access to the live bonus call and channeled message and Q&A on August 27th. You also will receive the written transcripts of every part of that course, which is so that is my number one most requested thing, is the full written transcripts of these parts of the courses so people can read the channeled messages, which really helps you to go deeper into integrating the wisdom that comes through, because sometimes the energy is so powerful that people have these sort of transcendent experiences and they like to go back and actually read what was said. So that there's another special guided visualization activation on the story of your journey here, helping you to remember your journey here and why you answered the call to be here at this time. Really, really beautiful activation. and then $100 off of a private session, channeled session, or coaching session with me, and all of that for $97. We wanted to make sure that we had a really special offer for you today. So I hope if this speaks to you, you will take advantage of that. And you can read much more about it on the special offer page. So thank you, Ian. Thanks for letting me share.
Oh, of course. No, thank you. Thank you. So my question here is around the course itself. And that just in terms of giving people guidance, because I know that people like to kind of sometimes gobble up some of these amazing programs. Mm-hmm. And so would it be better to give some or allow some integration time after you've done each part? Or is it okay to, you know, do one after the next after the next?
Yeah, good question. You know, I call these self-paced because some people like to move through it and they listen again and again and again. They listen while they're out walking. They listen when they're driving. They have them on all the time and they just keep going back because they continue to hear something new every time they listen to the replays. So they'll go through the whole thing and then they start again and they're literally integrating more and more and more every time. Some people like to take it one per week where they literally listen, they read the transcript, they really study the practices and the tools that come through in each one, and then they move forward to the next one. You can't get it wrong. I even have had a few people tell me that they bought the course, they never listened to it, but they literally felt like something happened. And then like a month later, they didn't listen to it for like a month or a week or two or whatever, but they realized that they had all these experiences that were orchestrated because they had purchased the course. And they realized that when they went back and listened to it, it was absolutely perfect because all of these experiences had been orchestrated for them to really understand the message that came through in a deeper way. So I also just, there's no wrong or right way to listen to it. But I do recommend to people, if you have headphones and you can listen with headphones and really take in the energy, it's a really powerful experience. And some people find themselves thinking they're sleeping during the channeled messages because of the vibration that comes through. They go into sort of this transcendent space where they kind of lose track of time and they feel like they were sleeping. But a lot of times what's happening is you are expanding into a higher vibration and into a higher state of consciousness where you're literally beyond the dimension of time and space. So you're retaining everything that was said, but at such a higher state that you're not judging it or trying to figure it out. You're just purely receiving the energy. And that's really powerful for people too. So however feels right to you will be perfect. But I do encourage people to take advantage of the transcripts, whether you listen to the whole audio program first and then read through the transcripts or do them together. They're really, really powerful.
Okay, beautiful. So everyone, there's the five parts. There's the bonuses, which includes the transcripts, as well as there's the guided visualization and activation. And then also, if you love Sarah so much or you feel that you are led to work with her privately, she's gifting everyone who buys this $100 off a private coaching session.
Or channeled session with the council. So yeah,
okay.
Whatever someone prefers. Some people are really wanting to bring their service or their gift to the world, or they have a business and they want to talk about that piece. Some people, you know, have particular issues or limitations or beliefs they're trying to move through. You don't even have to know in advance, but it's always perfect. They unfold. So some people, it's a combination of both a coaching session and a channeled session with the council, or if you have a preference, we can do one or the other. So.
Okay, beautiful. Well, thank you so much. Well, I wanted to move back to a couple more questions, and then I want to go through that that process at the end. But let's go to some questions first. Let's go to Toronto. And most people are writing in with the same question. So maybe what you can do is identify, and then we can just move to the next. We can just identify, and go through quite a few. So this is going to be Rinsek from Toronto. What is preventing me from accessing the power and the wisdom of my ascended master self?
With you, I get judgment of your past creations.
Mm. Thank you.
So, yeah, let's just really just add a little piece of that. It's the fear of misusing your power.
Okay.
Because of judgment of past creations. Maybe okay. manifesting something that created a lot of trauma and drama and wanting to unmanifest it and, you know, not sort of trusting your power to co-create.
Kelly from Wisconsin, same question. What is preventing me from accessing my power and wisdom of my ascended master self?
Kelly, I get self-love. Really knowing your own worth. Allowing yourself to know that, you know, you don't have to earn your right. Energy of being rejected because you haven't worked hard enough sort of thing, or being enough. I'm not enough yet. I have to do something more to be enough, to be good enough to be my ascended master self. And I think practicing self-love. So Kelly, you can email me sarah@sarahlannon.com and I will send you a channeled webinar that I did on the 7 steps to realizing self-love. Anybody else that wants it can let me know. I'll also post it on the Wisdom of the Ancients Facebook group page, but I think that'll help you, Kelly.
Thank you. Okay, Kathy from Bakersville, same question. What is preventing me from accessing the power and wisdom of my ascended master self?
With you, I'm seeing all of this non-physical energy that wants to connect to you and communicate to you in a really beautiful way, like angels that want to support you, your guides, your higher self, and understanding that giving them permission to guide you, to support you, asking, you know, you have to ask for what you want. And know that you really are worthy of having it all and having love and peace and joy and harmony and fulfillment and health and well-being. And ask for what you want. If you want to embody your ascended master self, ask for your ascended master self to start presenting itself to you, to start integrating that power within you. Ask for your guides and your angels and your higher self to support you and guide you. Ask and know that in your asking, you're worthy of receiving.
Thank you. Narelle from Brisbane, Australia. Same question. What is preventing me from accessing the power and the wisdom of my ascended master self?
I get judgment of others. Which is really just a mirror of your own self-judgment. And that, you know, it's kind of back to this jealousy thing that, you know, jealousy sort of being rooted in this fear or maybe this doubt that God gave everyone else all the good stuff and not you. Or that you could ever not have the power and the ability to fulfill your destiny here, or the power to create what you want. And so that sometimes expresses itself as, you know, jealousy or judgment of others, which is really sort of this deeper self judgment, and just blessing it. And you know, we all do this. And so, you know, certainly from my perspective, there's no judgment ever. You know, this is a practice. But as you notice judgment or jealousy coming up, you know, in those moments when you're judging others or jealous or judging yourself, you are literally blocking your connection to the wisdom and the power and the love of your ascended master self, because that part of you cannot go into judgment or jealousy. So if you're in judgment or jealous of someone else, you are literally blocking your own ascended master self power and wisdom and love that's trying to express through you. So if you can understand that this is the mirror and it's showing you something, so don't respond when you're triggered and don't judge yourself for getting triggered, but allowing to come to the light what's really underneath that and letting it go, and you will feel yourself then reconnecting with that power and wisdom and love within you.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful service to the community, Sarah. Appreciate that.
So much love for you, Ian, and this community. And just, you know, truly, this is a time when we're really moving into connection. And I mentioned it earlier, the council has even shared with us that there was intentionally parts of our journey that were meant to be done sort of in isolation. You know, we were discovering our own gifts. We were connected to our higher self. We were really going deeply within. And now we're moving into a time of connection, of coming together, of seeing how the puzzle pieces fit together, of getting together in groups, of sharing this wisdom. But we're also coming into a greater time of connection to all of these multidimensional aspects of who you are and who everyone else also is, and all that is available to us. So don't think of connection just as connecting in human form, which is a wonderful, amazing feeling, but also connecting on a grander scale with the multidimensional levels of consciousness and awareness and perspective that are available to you. And, you know, to everybody, it's a reminder of, you know, connection with others, a sense of community, and collaboration and contribution. You know, these three things in your life, looking at ways to connect and feel a deeper sense of community, connection, co-creating or collaborating with others, and contribution. If you feel stuck, if you feel like you don't know what your mission or your purpose is, focus on those three things. And it's easy to remember because there's three C's. And see how you can integrate more of that in your life. And if you can integrate that more of that in your life, along with embodying and integrating your own ascended master self in your collaboration, in your contribution, in your connection, you will see your life transform in the most miraculous and amazing, amazing ways. I tell people, you know, before I started channeling the council, you know, I had a really great life. I had a series of things that happened, but I had a really great life. I could not have even imagined for myself the life that I live now that I have integrated the council's perspective. And if it's possible for me, I know it's absolutely possible for anyone to live a life aligned to your highest potential here. And know that it's possible for you to really bring heaven to earth in your everyday life and in the world around you.
So beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Well, let's do this. Let's have the... let's have you take us through the process, and for the benefit of those people who may be joined later, just a brief explanation of what you'll be doing, you and the council, and then by all means, take us right through it.
So I'm actually going to bring the council in for this, and if you haven't heard me channel the council before, I just invite you to close your eyes and open your heart and just feel into the incredible vibration that they bring through. There's nothing for you to do except just be in the energy and feel the invocation, the activation, the love that comes through. It's so beautiful. So, you know, this particular process is inviting in the presence of your ascended master self. And again, as I mentioned earlier in these processes, you know, this is getting beyond the logical thinking mind and down into the deeper feeling being that you are, because the truth of who you are is vibration, is energy, is light, and is love. And so just feel for this. So give me a couple breaths and just enjoy this process of inviting in the presence of your ascended master self. And I'm just going to sign off now and tell you all I love you and thank you so much for being here. So when the council is complete, we can wrap up the call. So thank you, Ian.
Thank you, sweet soul. Thank you.
All right, my dear. We are so pleased and delighted to have the opportunity to speak with you all on this fine and magnificent day. And indeed, while our words to you are important, this is the vibrational experience of reemerging to the truth of who you really are, so that you can remember who you really are and why you are here and what you intended when you chose this life experience. And in that, you will invite in the presence, the magnificence, and the glory of your ascended master self. So if you're in a place that you can do so, close your eyes, take a deep breath, feel into the vibration that is presenting itself to you here and now and always available to you in the truth of who you really are. You are everything you wish to be. You already are. So as you close your eyes and you take a deep breath, move your awareness from your head down into your heart and feel into your heart and take your hand and place it on your heart and breathe. And as you press your hand even more deeply into your heart, feel your connection going deeper. And as you breathe, then you feel an even deeper connection between your heart and your chest and your hand. Feel into that connection and in the space between your hand and your heart. You will feel a warmth. You will feel a space, and you will notice that in that space between your hand and your heart, there's a warmth, there's a glow, there's a connection. You are connected. Now go into your heart and imagine as if you are flipping on a light switch, because you are activating the light within you, the light within your sacred heart. And as you turn that light on, you begin to see it generating a little more light and a little more light. And the longer the light is on, the brighter it glows. And imagine that light turning on, igniting within you, in your heart, coming from the power source within you. And that light's going all the way up to the top of your head and down to the bottom of your feet and out your fingertips in every direction. The light coming from within you, the power source within you. Activated, illuminated, turned on. Feel for that power within you. And now imagine that light from within you is surrounding you, one foot around you in every direction. Is the light coming from the center of your sacred heart, going up through the top of your head, through the bottom of your feet, out through your fingertips, and now expanding from you, one foot all around you in every direction. Everything, one foot around you, is now encompassed in the light that is you. And now that light begins to expand farther and farther, and it fills the room that you're in. That light coming from the source within you, within your heart, is now expanded, and the whole room that you are in is light. And now that light expands to the building you're in or the home that you're in. And now it expands to the town that you're in and the county that you're in and the state that you're in and the country that you're in. As you feel that light expanding from you, to you, through you, in every direction. And now imagine that light going as far as the heavens to the stars, to the edges of the universe, all the way down to the center of the earth and encompassing this entire planet. Is the light from within you, the power source within you. And now there is nowhere in the heavens, all the way up to the stars, to the center of the earth. There is nowhere that your light is not. It is everywhere, the light that is you. And in that light, everywhere, ever present in every direction throughout the universe, is the light that is you. And from the center of your being, feel the power,
within you. Feel the power and the presence of your ascended master self, the wisdom within you, the knowing within you, the power within you. Feel that power within your heart. Feel what that power feels like. There is a strength. There is a freedom. There is a feeling of abundance in that power. You can do anything, be anything. You are this power. You are the power of love in the world. You are the power of wisdom in the world. You are the power of consciousness in the world. Feel that in your heart. And now, through your heart, through your light, send that power from you out into the light that is you, that is everywhere. Focusing your attention and your intention on expanding the power of love and light within you. And in that, inviting in and drawing to you the presence of your ascended master self here and now, knowing that this is the focus, focusing your light, and knowing that there is no place your light is not. And in focusing your light in all that you are, you draw to you more of what you are focused on within you, and you have the power within you to draw to you with your true power the presence of your ascended master self in the world and in your life. And you are now prepared to ascend to the highest states of consciousness and awareness, to the highest vibrations of frequency and light, right here, right now, in the presence of your ascended master self. Within you is the knowing of the highest vision for humankind, and your role, the powerful ascended master self that you are, your role in bringing heaven to earth. And when you connect through your sacred heart to your love, to your great love for humanity, for your human family, remembering why you answered the call. You said, choose me, please. I will go because I so love humanity and the animals and the planet. Choose me. I will go and I will not forget the power within me. The I am presence of all that is within me. And I will remember my way home. And as I do, I will help all others to remember the way home. You are everything you wish to be. You already are. You already walk with the power and the wisdom and the love of the great masters. You always have. It can be no other way. You are here to bring heaven to earth with your great love and with the power and the wisdom and the presence of your ascended master self. And so it is. We are always with you. We are always available to you. We love you. We love you. We could not love you more. And with that, we are complete.
So beautiful. So powerful. So profound. Thank you again for being here. And beautiful souls, thank you all for being here. Thank you for being part of the community. We are in service to all of you. So we bow down and say thank you. We say namaste. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, Father Sun, the Ancient Ones. We thank the Ascended Masters. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service for being here and supporting us today. Much love to you all. Bye now.